Chapter 4. I go to Puffin Island. My days at school were much happier now. Holidays came and went quickly. I read a lot of books. Then, one day, I found some old magazines at school. I loved looking at the photos in them. One day, I found a magazine on a table. It was from 1926. I opened it and I was very surprised because on page 3 there was a picture of Benjamin Postlethwaite. He was not smiling. There were other pictures too, of the lighthouse and the pelican. And there was the story about that cold, stormy night near Puffin Island. I read it quickly.
It wasn't easy, but I had to help the people from the pelican, said Benjamin. They were not safe.
There was another photo of him in front of his lighthouse. I remembered everything. Then I had a good idea. I wrote another letter to Benjamin Postlethwaite. I want to see you. Can I come to Puffin Island, please? I wrote. I also painted a picture for him and sent that too. Maybe Benjamin will remember me, I thought. But I never got an answer from him. Mother wrote too. We heard nothing. Sometimes people don't want to see other people, she said. But I could not stop thinking about him. I needed to know. I'll go to Puffin Island again, I thought. I'll find Benjamin Postlethwaite and say thank you to him. I finished school. I was now a young man. I'm going to travel, I told Mother. I'll see you again in about 6 weeks. She was very happy for me because she always wanted me to travel. But I did not tell her everything about my plans. I took a train and then a small ship to the island near Puffin Island. I had Benjamin's painting in my bag. I asked a man on the island, "Where is Benjamin Postlethwaite?"
"He's at his lighthouse on Puffin Island. Nobody goes there," the man said. "It's sad about his lighthouse."
"What's sad about his lighthouse?" I asked.
"They closed it. It's not easy for Ben. Ships don't need him now," he said.
I found a man with a boat and he took me to Puffin Island. The sea moved the boat a lot and I did not feel good. The boatman smiled all the time.
"Sometimes there are big storms here," he said.
"I know," I thought. But I could not speak. I wanted to tell him my story, but my stomach felt very bad.
"I hope you don't want to find puffins," he said. "There are no more puffins on the island. Nobody sees them. And Ben won't be happy to see you."
I watched some seabirds sitting on a big rock.
Did I stand on that rock with Mother in 1926? I thought.
Soon I saw the tall lighthouse, and I felt much better. We were nearly there.